Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. It's Sweetheart Days in the Northland. The time of hearts and chocolates finds the calendar chipping away at what was supposed to be the burden of winter. Rounding the corner just past the halfway point between our cold weather solstice and the vernal equinox, winter headed south for an apparent spring break. A full week in border country of much warmer than normal temps and no new snow finds many of us ready to throw in the towel and get on with the season of rebirth. Fortunate for white landscape enthusiasts, our snowpack out this way did not take a significant hit with the late March-April warmth. One happening of consequence, though, is that winter driving conditions on the scenic byway have all but disappeared. The usual snow-packed and icy blacktop, extending from late November to March, has evaporated into oblivion. Left in the wake of our premature spring conditions, we find an ugly grunge of over-applied road treatment chemicals. A metropolis look to the trailside snowbanks is now beckoning for a refresher course in snowmaking. It's hoped that Old Man Winter will consider the upper trail for his next delivery to the lower 48. Warm air that has been hovering over the cold snowpack has provided some winter majesty, at least somewhat brightening the feelings of we truly winter-deprived beings. Several foggy nights and dawns supplied the properties for Jack Frost to do his rendition of plein air artistry. The Gunflint hillsides have been alive, not with the sound of music, but crystallization as only Jack can muster from his palate. Add a little sunshine by midday and you have all the fixings for a glitter-strewn holiday formal and a fairy princess's dream come true. So there has been something positive coming out of the less than zealous winter season. Speaking of plein air activity, there has been a number of artists doing their thing throughout the county lately. I had the chance to see one such devotee pursuing his craft after dark one evening outside the Trail Center restaurant. I'm not sure what his subject was, but he was out in the cold with his only light coming from the Trail Center neon reflections. I'm guessing that if he was working in watercolors, to keep his tints a-flowing, he may have been using some imbibing spirits. What an interesting phenomena at this time of the year. The annual Cook County Ridge Riders Fun Poker Run brought a brief respite to silence in the woods last Saturday. Snow sled engines wound tight as an 8-day clock were streaking down the Gunflint and other area lakes as riders hopped from Trail Center to Hungry Jack Lodge to Windigo to Gunflint Lodge and the Gunflint Pines Resort, collecting their playing cards before reaching final play of the day at Devil Track Landing in the late afternoon. I'm sure that fun was had by all on a splendid day, when some must have been trying for new land speed records. It was like a daytime meteor shower as they jettisoned by Wildersmith. Hope they all got home safely. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the wonders of the woods.